This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, Hillary Clinton, take note how Argentina's former first lady and now president has handled her first 100 days in office.
First, the great spring rains brought a carpet of green to Southern California hillsides burned by last fall's huge wildfires. But ecologists say this lush new growth actually is not a good thing.
In fact, they're calling it a warning sign that the Golden State will face some more big fires. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Orange County, south of L.A., is known for its endless suburban development, shopping malls, and Disneyland. But there are also tens of thousands of acres of wildlands just 20 miles from the coast. A big chunk's managed by the nonprofit Irvine Ranch Conservancy. David Olson is the director of science. He stops a pickup truck on a windy ridge in an area that burnt last fall in the fierce Santiago fire. It's now a brilliant green, but Olson doesn't see the beauty.
When we look at that, we say those areas are highly dominated by non-native species that sprout very quickly.
Field biologist Yuta Berger, also with the Conservancy, explains it this way.
Many of the non-natives can germinate more quickly than the natives, and for that reason they have an edge when the first rains come.
These non-native plants were introduced here hundreds of years ago, accidentally, by Spanish colonists. The native plants squeezed out are a mix of fire-tolerant grasses, deeply rooted shrubs, and even some cactus. It's an ecosystem called California sage scrub. Olson says scientists used to think it was adapted to fire. Their thinking now is, well, sort of.
We estimate that these ecosystems, in their natural condition, probably burned in the range from 60 to 100 years.
Because the fires used to be caused mostly by lightning, and in the scrub-dominated areas, it isn't that common. Now, with development bumping up against wildlands, fires are almost always caused by people. Cigarette butts, sparks from vehicles or machinery, and sometimes arson. As a result...
Right now, we're seeing fire return intervals of about 5 to 15 years across large areas of the natural landscape in Southern California.
And when non-native plants take over, it only makes the fire situation worse, says John Keeley, who studies wildfires for the United States Geological Service. The problem, he says, is that these non-natives, what he calls annual grasses, dry out faster than the native shrubs, so they're more likely to ignite.
Shrublands probably are susceptible to fire for, you know, in an average year, half the year. Whereas the annual grasses make the fire season 12 months. All it takes is a few days without rain, and most annual grasses will carry a fire.
Especially if it's driven by the Santa Ana winds that come howling out of the east on a regular basis. These winds have gusts of 50, 60, or even 100 miles an hour. And, says Keeley,
it is not uncommon for a Santa Ana wind-driven fire to spread 10,000 or 20,000 acres in 1 hour.
So the majority of these plants are introduced species.
This grass we're plotting through.
That's right.
We trek through the weeds to get to a place that looks, to the biologist's eyes, pretty much the way it should. It burned here, too, but the fire-blackened oak trees now rise above a field of low leafy plants, some lacy knee-high shrubs, and on a small hill, an explosion of wildflowers.
There are tens and to hundreds of wildflowers in these areas, and each slope is different, has its own particular suite.
But even in this spot, non-native species are gaining a foothold.
Oh, I just pulled out a black mustard that was growing in this grassland-shrub mix because maybe that'll make a little bit of difference.
Mustard is common in California. Right now, its yellow blossoms decorate fields and hillsides up and down the state. But Olson and Berger say that, like the rest of the invaders, it's not much use to the animals that survive the fire.
They don't find good food or forage within the non-native habitats. They often don't find places to build their homes or their nests as well.
So what you have is the direct loss of habitat. You also have direct mortality after the fire. So it's a multi-pronged problem.
Without restoration, it's a problem that's not likely to improve as people continue to move closer to wildlands and the California fire season grows longer. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.